Getting underway at this hour is a ceremony at Tamarind Park marking the 70th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attack on our country and the loss of so many first responders in that event. Close to 3,000 people died that day, including several Hawaii residents. Most families and friends are marking the day in quiet and personal ways. One of those that died that day was Christine Schneider, an arborist for the Outdoor Circle. Several trees were planted in her honor and are still thriving, including a banyan that had to be relocated within Kapi'olani Park. We talked to the Outdoor Circle's Steve Meckler about remembering Christine Schneider, who had been attending a conference on the East Coast and had just jumped on a return flight home to Hawaii.
She had gone back to New York. Mary Steiner, who was our executive director, and Chris had gone back to a conference on the East Coast, and they were on their way back to Hawaii, but on separate flights. Mary was staying longer on the East Coast, and Chris was flying back to Honolulu, and Chris was on flight 93. So she was one of the 40 people that went down, 17 years ago.
And that was the one in Pennsylvania?
Correct.
Okay, because that was where the passengers tried to overcome the
the
terrorists.
The passengers overtook the plane and brought it down in the field, so that plane didn't go on to Washington and do whatever was planned by the group that had taken over the plane. So they stormed the cockpit and brought the plane down.
So how does an organization like the Outdoor Circle handle the anniversary like this when it comes around?
We set up a memorial fund in Chris Schneider's name. It's an educational fund, and there were contributions that were made in Chris's name. Those monies have been used over the past 17 years to fund various projects that the circle has undertaken, from tree mapping exceptional trees to the Citizen Forester Program, where we've been mapping the trees around the city and county of Honolulu as part of a program that we've been a partner with, which is Trees for Honolulu's Future, which is trying to increase the shade canopy from 23% to 33%, which is part of this global warming strategy to reduce the impact of global warming by actually creating a greater shade canopy in our city and county of Honolulu. So all of the funds that have been donated to the Chris Schneider Educational Fund have been utilized for programs like that that are returned essentially to the community for programs in Chris's name. She was really the consummate environmentalist, really ahead of her time. Before there were names put to programs like this, because this was, essentially 20 years ago that she was very involved. Not only was she a terrific person, she was one of the consummate environmentalists. She was one of the earliest certified arborists, female certified arborists in the country. And she took it upon herself to get involved in a number of different kinds of projects, both here and domestically in the rest of the country. So she really assisted the Outdoor Circle in those goals of really bringing environmental awareness to the public's attention and assisting the Outdoor Circle in its goals of educating the public about environmental awareness. Her spirit is always with the staff and volunteers of the Outdoor Circle. We've got, a very dedicated staff and a very committed system of 10 branches of the Outdoor Circle. So her work, lives on through all of our activities that we get involved with. Each of the branches has their own particular agendas that they follow based on what the goals of their particular communities want. But Chris was very dedicated to following the mission statement of the Outdoor Circle, which is to keep Hawaii clean, green, and beautiful. And that was her mission statement also is to follow those founding principles of the Outdoor Circle, which is, over 107 years old now. We're always looking for donations to keep that fund going. Obviously, we've been utilizing the funds the best way we can, but you know, as we use them, the fund gets depleted. So on days like this where we do think back as to what her goals were and her the memory of what she did for the circle and what she has done for our community, you know, maybe it is a time that we think back and say, boy, I would really like to remember what Chris did for our community and make a pledge to the Outdoor Circle through that Chris Snyder Educational Fund to help with furthering the goals that she held so strongly towards. It's a living legacy, and, you know, we're sort of the administrators of that particular fund, and with each donation, plant a tree. So that's what we try to do. That's what the Outdoor Circle does, is, you know, keeping Hawaii green and beautiful for future generations.
That was Steve Meckler with the Outdoor Circle, remembering Honolulu's Christine Snyder, who died in a Pennsylvania field on 9/11, 17 years ago today. Among those with Hawaii ties killed in the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001, Georgine Rose Corrigan, Richard Keene, Miley Hale, Michael Collins, Rich Y.C. Lee, Patricia Pitchford Coliner, David Lachek, Christine Snyder, and Heather Ho.